As you click on the slide part there on the website, you'll see it'll take you to the ones who have sent us something or asked to be on our prayer list, and we certainly want to lift them up and pray prayers of intercession for them and with them. But prayer is something that we can all do. Although the Bible doesn't take up things about prayer where it says, oh, okay, well, if you pray, you will induce God to manipulate and vents and so forth so that you can get what you're praying for. No, that's not really the way that it works. But the Bible does tell us how that we are to have a faith relationship with God and learn to talk to God and for God to talk to us and be aware of the things. Because prayer really is asking God for guidance and then waiting for his direction and leading, the leading of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we say, well, I want to pray, and God will always answer our prayer, but sometimes it's wait, sometimes I don't know, and that, but he will always answer them. And sometimes when you look back and you're praying for something and you didn't get what you were praying for, and the way the situation turned out, you were glad, oh, thank you, Jesus, for not answering my prayer. That happens sometimes, too. In Psalm chapter 9, verse 12, it says, God does not ignore our prayer. So he hears all of the prayers. And our prayers allow us to be in the presence of God. And God does for one thing. It's sort of like the scripture about the unjust judge, you know, the lady that kept going to the judge and kept going to the judge, and then finally she wore the judge out, and the judge said, okay, I'll give you what you want. Well, sometimes persistent prayer is what we need, and God always honors persistence. So with that said, we want to come in a prayer of agreement with and for the ones that we know about. I have a granddaughter, Charlie, that's experienced some neurological problems and so forth, and she's at Shands now, and they're running tests and so forth, and we really don't have a diagnosis yet, but we want to lift Charlie up in prayer. And I know everybody has a little prayer request of family members and different things, so we want to be in a prayer of agreement with and for you as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, it assures us that God hears our prayers when we are in line with his will. That's what it means in there, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have to be in tune to God's will. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.